This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Arm's Length Reporting, for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
CER Politics. Starting out the show today, the first couple of segments with a well-known author, best-selling author. His name is Craig Shirley. Craig has written four books about Ronald Reagan. He wrote a book that, interestingly enough, we're going to be reading in our book club starting in October called December 1941. And he just finished a book on Newt Gingrich. Having said that, I'm going to spend the first segment talking a little bit about the philosophy of Craig Shirley, how he got started in the political arena, et cetera, et cetera. Craig, you got the mic, man.
Thank you, Al. Thank you very much. I don't know where I start. I've been active in national politics my whole life. In fact, when I was 9 years old in 1964, I went door to door for Barry Goldwater.
Uh-huh.
My parents were active in the New York State Conservative Party, which broke away from the Republican Party in the early 1960s because they were opposed to the nomination of the constant nomination of moderate to liberal Republicans, and they wanted something more conservative. So I got active in politics at a very early age. Worked on the Reagan campaign in 1980, worked on the Reagan campaign in 1984, worked on a lot of campaigns around the country, everything from Alaska to New Hampshire to Arizona, where I met my wife, the 1980 Reagan campaign. I've always had an affinity for American politics, history, writing, and one of my clients some years ago was a book publishing company, and they asked me to keep an eye on keep an eye out for good books that haven't been written. And I called them one day. I said, nobody's ever done a book on the 1976 Reagan campaign. And they said, well, who would you recommend to write it? And I said, I don't know. Let me check. So I talked to a dozen, 20 different people in Washington who I thought would be a good, do a good job writing the book, and I struck out. Nobody was interested, or nobody had time or had the inclination or whatever else. And I reported this back to the publisher, and they said, well, why don't you write it?
There you go.
So I wrote it. It was Reagan's Revolution. It was met with critical review, sold well, and one thing led to another. So here I am, seven books later, after that fateful invitation from the publisher of Thomas Nelson.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that. That's fantastic. We do have one thing
Thank
in common,
you.
And that is that I'm a real political junkie. As listeners are aware, I've turned the majority of our radio show over to my colleague, Corey Fleck. Corey is handling all the economics, all the investment issues. I'm doing nothing but politics. Guess why? Because I'm absolutely, totally enthralled by politics. Craig, let me ask you a question before we continue. Well, number one, why did you get so enthusiastic about Ronald Reagan? By the way, I have always shared your enthusiasm.
Well, I worked for him.
Of course you did.
Deeply admire him. Well, I grew up in a conservative household. My parents and my father avidly followed the career of Ronald Reagan from the 64 speech for Goldwater through his governorship in California, through his primary challenge to Gerald Ford in 1976, and right on to the 1980 campaign. And, of course, I was already by 1980, I was working on independent expenditure in support of his election. Later went to work for the administration through the Republican National Committee, the White House Conference on Small Business, and the inaugural committee of 85. So I was a munchkin. I was only a kid at the time, but I was actively and professionally involved in all those permutations.
Yeah, I have to tell you, I've read a lot of books on Reagan. Interestingly enough, your books, and that was one of the reasons when Sari, your publicist, called me, I was very, very enthusiastic about having you on the show. Ronald Reagan was an incredible man, And in terms of a patriot, I mean, he's right at the top of the list, in my opinion. There's no question
right.
about that. I mean, I think one of the most interesting comments I ever heard him make, and I saw him make it, obviously, on television, was, Mr. Gorbachev, take that wall down. It would be interesting.
Right.
It would be very interesting, Craig, to know where our country would be today if we continued along, if the presidents that you know, followed Reagan continued along his philosophy. I think we'd be in a lot better spot than we are right now. Now, since you're a political junkie, as I am, what do you think about the situation with our current president, current president Donald Trump? Is he going to make
it? Yeah, he is. There is a political dialectic to American presidential politics. Every generation and a half, there comes along a candidate who represents a challenge to the status quo, and they're elected, and they break up the status quo, and they create a new paradigm and set American politics and American governance off in a different direction. Everything, Thomas Jefferson, to Andrew Jackson, to Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt, Franklin Roosevelt, Ronald Reagan, and now Donald Trump. Every one of those leaders falls within that paradigm, and everybody, all of them were in some way, shape, or form anti-status quo.
Yep.
So the election of Trump is actually quite natural in the history of American presidential politics.
Why would you say that, quite natural? I mean, I thought that he was a real anomaly when he came along. Actually, you know,
it would seem so, but everybody thought Reagan was an anomaly, too. You know, I can remember all the jokes about Reagan and, you know, the grade B actor with premature orange hair and all the other snarky comments that were made by the establishment and the intelligentsia about Reagan all through the 1970s and even his election in 1980 and even during his two terms as president, the comments and the jokes and the snarky asides that were made by him by the smarty pants of the intelligentsia.
Boy, is that ever an interesting comment. You know, I hadn't put it in that perspective, Craig. I hadn't thought about that, but you're right. I mean, it's interesting. I'll be very curious to see. I mean, Reagan didn't really have the press totally against him, as Donald Trump does. Yeah, so.
But he had, it was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. It's just that the Washington Post was, of course, heinous to Ronald Reagan. You know, in the 8 years of Reagan's presidency, all during the Cold War, the Washington Post, and there were many, many dust-ups between Reagan and the United States and the Soviets. And in all that time, not once did the Washington Post ever publish an editorial that supported Reagan's position over that of the Soviet Union. It always took the Soviet Union's point of view. So you had the disgusting, heinous Washington Post. You had CBS News was especially atrocious to Reagan, as was Newsweek. He had a lot of media hatred of him because he was conservative.
Well, it seems like the conservative opponents really, really get dramatic. They really get colorful, for lack of better terms. I mean, you look what's going on today. You look at Secretary Clinton's book, which I have to say, I think it's an embarrassment if you want to know the truth. I really do.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to wonder.
Yeah. I've been working on an op-ed on this subject. What have defeated presidential candidates done in the past? You know, they've gone on to, found scholarships. And Jimmy Carter was built homes for Habitat.
Yeah.
You know, most of them went on, got on with their lives, moved on from losing the campaign, and became, you know, continued or came became productive members of society.
Mm-hmm.
Not Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton is singular in that she's obsessed about herself. She's obsessed about her loss. I think, quite frankly, she's a deeply disturbed paranoiac in need of clinical assistance. Is that she is in love with herself and in love with power. And that's all she's ever been in love with.
Craig, I would agree 100%. I'm going to take a real quick break here for a commercial. I'm going to be right back with Craig Shirley here in a matter of just probably 15 seconds. I'm going to continue the train of thought about Secretary Clinton. Craig, stick around. Thanks.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome back. Continuing our discussion with Craig Shirley right now. You know, we have to terminate our conversation in the last segment. I would have to say prematurely because of the commercial break that was coming up. But I want to say one thing that is very, very important to me, and again, get Craig's opinion on this. I read in the, This Week magazine, which I think is a great magazine summarizing, you know, past events in political circles in the United States. They absolutely lambasted what went wrong, Clinton's book, and I decided after reading their article on that, I mean, all she's doing is complaining, you know, bashing Bernie Sanders, who probably, I think, had a better shot against Trump than she did, and just nothing but sour grapes. What a comment on the woman as a human being, Craig.
Yes, and what a comment on her. What she's doing is actually she's shrinking her legacies, and she's making herself increasingly irrelevant to her place in history as the first Democratic nominee, the first female Democratic nominee who is a woman. She's making that in itself should be considered to be a signal accomplishment, and yet it's becoming irrelevant, and a lot of people thinking, well, maybe it was a mistake to nominate her in the first place. If this is the type of person she really is, then it was probably a mistake to nominate her.
Well, I have to agree 100%. I've done a lot of reading on the Clintons, as our listeners are aware, and I have to say that there are just too many events, alleged or not, or factual, in their lives that just smell to high heaven to me. Craig, let's talk about your new book about Newt Gingrich. Talk about how you got interested in Mr. Gingrich, former Speaker of the House, and let's talk about the book itself.
Sure. Newt came to me and asked me to write it. I think he's thinking about his place in history, and he was very dissatisfied with most of the books that had been written about him. Virtually all those books by liberals were filled with lies and canards and inaccuracies and really messes of books. And it was really quite unfair to him. And so he asked me I looked into it. I thought about it. I looked at what had been currently written about him, and I decided that he needed a fairer shake from history than what he'd been getting from these liberals at the Washington Post and other publications who have been writing these just error-filled, inaccurate, prevarications about all conservatives, about Reagan, and about Gingrich. So it took me all told 7 years because I was in the midst of doing some other books, but I finally finished it, and it came out within the last week or so, and I'm quite proud of it, it's gotten some really good reviews, although liberal publications won't review it because
I'll bet they won't.
No, of course not. Well, because why. But it's sold well, so I'm very gratified by it. I think it's very important. Conservatives have to realize we cannot allow liberals to write our history. Too many rotten books have been written about Barry Goldwater by liberals. Too many rotten books have been written by liberals about William F. Buckley. Too many rotten books have been written about Ronald Reagan by liberals. And it cannot be allowed to allow liberals to write our history because they will rewrite it. They will lie. The goal is very Orwellian, which is to rewrite our history and to make us irrelevant to history. That's really their goal.
I find it hard to believe that when you have a group of people, to reach that particular level that a lot of Democrats have in national politics, you've got to be pretty bright. There's no question about that. And I find it really interesting that they seem to really think that 1984 is probably the best thing that could happen to our society, Orwell's book, number one and number two.
Yes, I
don't get it. Craig, I don't get it. Why? What's the rationale?
It's because it's about power. Plain and simple, it is about power. It is about the power to control and run other people's lives. Liberals never cite the American Revolution because it was about granting the taking of power by individuals. It's a conservative revolution. But they always cite the French Revolution, because it was about the creation of a socialist state.
Yeah.
And that's where their philosophy and their heart lies, which is in the control of other people's lives, the control of their money, control of their decisions to make for themselves in every way, shape, or form, because liberals desire to control other people's lives.
Craig, I have a question for you that to me is something I don't understand. It's a very, very important question, and that is, how can people talk about fake news. Okay, you talk about some of the falsehoods that have come out about the former Secretary of the House, et cetera, Newt Gingrich. How can that even exist when you look at the concept of slander? How can false information be published?
It's published every day. It's published every hour. It's published in the liberal websites of CNN, which constantly publishes lies about Republicans and conservatives, and the Washington Post, and the New York Times, and CBS websites.
Craig, what about slander? I mean, that's illegal.
Slander is a difficult concept to prove because slander or libel means that you have to prove that the person had malice in their heart when they wrote it. They have to prove that when they wrote it, if they write an untruth about you, you have to prove that they knew it was an untruth about you. Very, very difficult. Plus, is that because of the Sullivan ruling, which is a Supreme Court ruling back in the 1960s, it's almost impossible for a public figure. I mean, it is impossible for a public figure to be slandered because they are public. You can say and write almost anything about them, and without fear of being sued. It's just public figures are set at a different standard than private citizens.
Craig, we're down to 1 minute here, and unfortunately, then we're going to have to cut it for another break. But my question is this: I am a Republican, conservative, libertarian through
right.
and through, and my comment is right going to prevail, or is the Orwellian theory going to prevail? Please just take 30
it's
seconds
going to be,
on this
it,
one.
Most republics do not survive the third century, and I think it's going to be very, very difficult. I don't know if America is special enough to survive its third century. It's just that the forces of liberalism, the forces of dark collectivism, the forces of political correctness, all these things are aligned against the forces of light, of goodness, of conservatism, of Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's very difficult for good to beat all those aligned evils poised against it.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen, from best-selling author Craig Shirley. Craig, thanks so much.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Craig Shirley is one of the most interesting gentlemen who I've ever spoken with, best-selling author. He has indicated an interest to come back on the show more frequently. We're going to be talking in the future about his book about Newt Gingrich, along with his books about Reagan, etc. Very, very interesting man, and probably one of the most knowledgeable folks from a scholastic and practical standpoint about American politics who I have ever met. Jeff and I talked probably a month or two ago on KER Politics about the impact of the new administration on the mining industry domestically. And at that point, Jeff said pretty unequivocally that the new administration had a much more favorable environment towards the mining industry. Jeff, you just got back from the Beaver Creek Conference in Colorado, and you said the amount of interest there from not only the United States, but all over the world, Australia, Africa, etc., was absolutely astronomical. That would lead me to believe that the mining industry is probably right now in pretty good hands under President Trump. Am I correct?
Well, yeah, I think, Al, first and foremost, here in America, we have the rule of law, and we've got a very good regulatory system that works for mining, particularly in places like Nevada, where you have a lot of local support and local government support behind it. So we have a good system here. With the new administration, what we're seeing is a real interest in mining as an economic engine for some of these rural areas. And in Nevada, it's blessed with a lot of ore deposits out there. And so they're trying to take advantage of that economic engine and help it along. And certainly, you know, it's much better for us. And we have a good regulatory system. All we need to do is make it work. So I think, you know, we're all pretty happy. And what you said is absolutely true. We're seeing more people come and get more interested in the U.S. And, you know, we used to have a bad rap as far as, oh, it's difficult to permit, you'll have a lot of opposition, those kind of things. And I think we've shown over the last couple of years that mining projects are getting permitted.
Sure.
And they are coming along fairly quickly, actually. And you start comparing them to other jurisdictions, and hell, we've got, you know, as good a permitting environment as most of the world.
You know, Jeff, when you look at other jurisdictions, I mean, having been in the game and having some history in this industry, I have to say that I've seen the ups and downs in British Columbia. You know, there have been good times from a regulatory standpoint in BC, and there have been absolutely horrendous times from a regulatory standpoint in British Columbia. I think that now that the Conservatives have the administration, and also obviously the House and the Senate, I think we're going to see some really good things happen. And that bodes, in my opinion, that bodes really well for the mining industry. Now, you mentioned that when you were in Boulder Creek that you chatted with a number of people not only from the United States but also from Australia. What's the interest that those guys show?
Well, you know, our particular deposit is one of those that are, you know, very attractive, open pit, oxide, fairly easy to operate. And so those things are really getting to be a hell of a lot more attractive around the world. And so we're seeing people that are interested in that, and not just the normal Nevada crowd of miners. We're starting to see guys, different companies coming from places like Australia or Africa, and start to really look at our opportunities here, and that's great. I mean, it's really encouraging for us. I'll tell you, it sort of feels like there's a bit of a turn coming here in the sector.
Jeff, let me interrupt you. That's a lot of people have been saying that on our site. For example, Doc, who's one of the more popular technicians, who is a contributor to our site, has told me unequivocally that he thinks we are right. His technicals, I guess I should say, are pointing that we are right around the corner for a major, major precious metals bull market.
Well, I'll tell you, it's just the gut feel I get from the interest level from producers looking at assets like ours is it makes me feel like that they're kind of seeing maybe the same thing. And, of course, everybody wants to buy before the price goes up too much, and so I think that's why we're starting to see a lot of interest level in different M&A projects that are around, and particularly in good jurisdictions like Nevada, Central Canada, certain areas in South America. So those things are all getting to be pretty attractive, I think, right now.
Well, when you talk about the feeling that there is an increased interest, as kind of has been proven by the action of the price of gold of late, I guess I would have to say is, do you think that this interest is being brought about by a good political environment in the U.S. for the mining industry, or do you think it's being brought about by, again, gold is the asset of last resort and people are very concerned about economic and political issues? Which one do you think it is, Jeff?
Well, I think it's the gold sector. I mean, most of our business gets done based on economics, and so I think there is a real movement. They're seeing a real movement that gold is going to make a break again and kick back up. And I think that is what's driving a lot of the interest. I mean, to be honest, you know, permitting a mine in Nevada hasn't changed a lot, I don't think, and certainly more positive in this environment, but it's a pretty straightforward process. So I don't think that aspect is really driving it so much as it is just the basics of gold. as you say, becoming more and more valuable because of the risk associated with global economies and geopolitical risk as well.
Well, the geopolitical risk right now is something that we talk about very, very frequently on KER Politics, and it's, you know, at the risk of being totally repetitive, I have to say this. I got to remind any new listeners that we have that the situation that we're in right now, when you listen to Donald Trump's speech to the UN, you realize the amount of angst, I guess is the best way to put it, or danger that can come out of places right now like Iran and North Korea, et cetera, et cetera. I have to say, by the way, that we posted that speech last Thursday. And, after I listened to that particular speech Tuesday night, I think it was, I actually stood up at the end and clapped because I just thought to myself, here is a guy who really is for America, not at the risk, at the stance of hurting other people, but taking the approach that you are going to help other people. So I think if more people would realize that, I think we'd obviously see some more support there. Let's get back over to Nevada just for a second. I know this is KER Politics, but again, Corvus Gold is a company that I have a position in. You and I have known each other for a long time. I've been following Corvus since my first trip up to Alaska to look at some of your peripheral properties up there. What exactly, we've got about a minute here, what's going on, Jeff, in terms of the Corvus property?
Well, we've got three drill rigs out there working away, and we're drilling off this new deposit we have, we call Mother Lode. It looks like a sediment-hosted deposit, a lot more similar to the stuff in north central Nevada. Some of those are quite big deposits, and so we're pretty excited about what's coming out of the drill holes, and we'll have a lot of news out there in the marketplace here over the next 6 months.
Interest of full disclosure to people who perhaps are listening to our show for the first time on the stations that carry us, I have to say Corvus is a sponsor on our site in that they have their website is posted on our homepage. What does that mean? That means if you want to get any more information on Corvus Gold, just click on their banner. And also, I do want to say I have been an investor in Corvus Gold for a long time, so please don't construe this as being an offer to buy or an offer to sell securities or by any stretch of the imagination. I talked to Jeff about political issues because as a mining executive, he's one of the best sources that I have. Mr. Pontius, thank you so much.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Wrap up KER Politics. Big analyst chatting with a gentleman by the name of Doug Grain. Doug has a very unique organization that he feels and his associates feel can make America a much better place to live. Doug is the founder of an organization called FairVM.org. Let me tell you a little bit about FairVM.org. It is a Catholic organization, but they are concerned primarily with social issues. Obviously, being a Catholic organization, when Doug's publicist contacted me the first time, the issue they were concerned about was abortion, among other things. They were concerned about people sending out false information, etc. But they are also very, very concerned about what's going on in our country from a social standpoint. Doug, listen, not tell me a little bit about your organization, which was founded, by the way, May 13th of this year. Tell me about FairVM.
Correct. Well, thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
Yes, FairVMUSA.org. We are a organization that's committed to defending and advocating authentic Catholic social teaching. We do so in the defense of the vulnerable via faithful citizenship. So let me unpack that for you a little bit. The Catholic social teaching, it's essentially taken from the church, from papal encyclicals from 1832 to 1950. There were 16 encyclicals written by six different popes over that time frame, and they talked about modernism. They talked about authentic Catholic social teaching. The foremost advocate and proponent of the what we now consider to be Catholic social teaching was Leo XIII. Pope Leo XIII. He did a great job talking about Imago Dei, subsidiarity, solidarity. So what we do is that we take a look at the issues of today, you know, pretty much anything, you know, that you could think of in terms of policy, and we apply Catholic social teaching. That's the prism through which we look at these issues. And when you do that, it takes a lot of the confusion, it takes a lot of the heat out of left versus right. We say, look, if you look at this from the Catholic perspective, here's how we should be approaching this issue. Mm-hmm. So we find it to be very helpful, and you can take a look at any type of issue, whether it's immigration, whether it's healthcare, whether it's international affairs, whether it's finance. But what we have found that many of our friends, they say, well, you know, on this issue, we want the bishops to do more. We want the bishops to lead. And our opinion on that is that the lay people, we need to sanctify this temporal order, this temporal sphere. Mm-hmm. So which is our commission as the laity to get involved. We can't leave everything to the bishops. We have to step up, and it's the laity who needs to lead on matters of finance, international affairs, immigration. The bishops, they do a great job taking care of the diocese, you know, with the sacraments, with the liturgy. So, you know, but the laity, we need to step up. So that's essentially what it is. And we do so primarily to defend the vulnerable, whether it's the preborn, the elderly, prisoners, the sick, the immigrants, migrants. So any type of group that, you know, is vulnerable to a larger factor in terms of how they approach issues is like, no, from the church, we need to step in. We need to protect the vulnerable. So, and by doing that, we'll make the country better, stronger. So we want to be faithful citizens. So it's a different type of take on it all.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know, I want to say one thing that I think is really important, and that's the fact that, as all of our listeners are aware, every single one of them, you know, I really walk the walk as a, you know, as a religious person. I really believe in the Judeo-Christian origin of our country as an example, and I think the foundation of our country is on a very solid basis. I see it, however, right now, as perhaps being rocked by society, and it makes me very, very sad. You know, I look at the, getting into politics just a little bit, I look at some of the stones, major stones that are being thrown at our president right now, who's really not trying to do anything anymore, quite frankly, than, you know, to get us back on the right track from a moral standpoint, et cetera. You know, let's be law abiding, et cetera, et cetera. But I think that what people need to really overlook, if they can, when they listen to this interview with you, Doug, is the fact that, yes, you're a Catholic, but I'm a Catholic, but that doesn't mean that we are, I guess the best way to put it is, you know, evil people who are trying to spread something that other people don't like. That's not what Catholicism is about at all. In our church, for example, we pray every single Sunday for everybody. We pray for, quote-unquote, our Jewish brothers and sisters. We pray for other Christian denominations. We are people who are very, very accepting. And I think that what you guys are doing with fairvmusa.org is really interesting, because I have maintained, I got to tell you, Doug, for an awful long time, that the problem with our society right now is we are losing basic moral values. As my friend and colleague Jay Taylor says, you know, you lose moral values in an area like, you know, in a country, and the country basically is going to go downhill. You guys, it sounds to me, are taking a major step to keep that from happening.
Sure. And you remember the old saying from John Adams at the founding of the country. He said, our republic was made for a holy and moral people. It's, mm-hmm. You know, not going to work for any other kind. So when you take morality out of our American system of government, you're right. You do see the fractures and the splits and the difficulties. But, yeah, if more people would bring their morality from whatever faith that they are, you know, America would be a much stronger nation. So, yeah, it's not a coincidence, or, you know, that with the problems that we're having now, the society and the culture has taken a hit, and it's unfortunate, but the two are definitely interrelated.
No question about that whatsoever. You know, it's kind of interesting, but I didn't watch the Emmy Awards this past weekend, but I certainly read the accounts from it, and I find it really interesting how some of the comments that the entire award ceremony seemed to center around basically were comments that were dragging down our country. That makes me very, very sad. We need to have people be proud to be Americans. We are really a good country, basically. Yes, you know, as a pastor, for example, in our parish mentioned a couple weeks ago, are we perfect? Is the Catholic Church perfect? Of course not. Nobody's perfect but God. But having said that, we have to work within that parameter to make our country a better place. And it sounds, Doug, to me like FairviamUSA.org is really on the right track.
We hope so. And the name Serviam, it comes from St. Michael when he responded to God's call when Lucifer said non serviam. Through his pride, through his intellectual pride, he said, I will not serve. So our organization, we wish to act in accordance with the will of God and say we will serve. So we want to be obedient to the will of God. We do not want to be obedient to the will of man, which is where our culture is. There's too much emphasis on what can you do to be cool in front of your friends? Mm-hmm. What can you do to flaunt your money? What can you do to, you know, and the list goes on and on.
Yep.
So we stay serviam. We want to act in accordance with the will of God and hopefully bring, you know, our take and authentic Catholic social teaching into the discourse.
Yep.
And when we do that, then the nation will be stronger, and you know, our families, our states, everyone. So everyone wins when you apply authentic Catholic social teaching. Difficulty arises when you distort Catholic social teaching, and there's a fair amount of that happening as well.
Of course there is.
What we're trying to do, we're trying to warn people and say, hey, watch out.
I agree.
Watch out for these imposters,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they, what it sounds good, I have a favorite little saying we have on our website.
Right.
Is say, it's been said that rat poison is 99% nutritious. It's the 1% of strychnine that does in the rat.
Got it.
We've got a lot of Catholics who they talk 70, 80, 90%, and it sounds great, and it's accurate. But what they do is they slip the Mickey in, and then they gotcha.
Gotcha.
And then they make you lose your focus, and then you're not, what you're doing is you're not truly advocating authentic Catholic teaching. You know, it becomes distorted and warped, and therefore ineffective, and it hurts.
Gotcha.
So we're trying to set the record straight, and do what we can.
Gotcha. Doug, thanks so much. I appreciate your time. Doug Grain. Doug is going to be back with us. Ladies and gentlemen, hope you enjoyed the show this week. It was really fun putting KER politics together.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just $1 a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You want to save money in a place that gives you growth, control, and certainty without stock market risk or tax risk, and you want guarantees, and you want it all tax-free. That's a tall order. But you can get all of that with properly designed participating whole life insurance. Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But you can have tax-free access to use your life insurance while you're alive. Get the free book to find out how. Call 702-660-7000.